Hello and welcome to the end of the week. It's Friday, baby. Let's go! My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller. Cam's hyped for a hard day of work making money.
I am. I haven't done physical labor in a while, so that'll be fun.
Yeah?
I always like the first day back at Maple Lane, so it's always fun.
You've had a lot of those.
Yeah. I don't know if this one counts, though. I'm only coming in to save a sinking ship.
It's the first and last day.
Yeah, it's first and last day. Unless I don't get everything done,
coming
then I may...
Coming in to save a sinking ship.
I was wondering if you heard me. Anyway.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
TGIF.
Can you imagine Donald Trump with 280 characters on Twitter?
Yes. And it's frightening. So, not that it stops him now from just linking multiple tweets together.
That's true. Lots of people now at least he doesn't have to do that. Like, remember that one time he had like a first tweet that was like really antagonistic and was like, and now I'm going to... And then he waited 2 hours. It was like, what are you going to do? What's going to happen? Are we going to war? Nuclear bombs coming off? Are you just going to take a shower? Are you going to get a shave? What's going to happen, Donald Trump? Then he just said something dumb probably after that. But dude, I'll tell you what, man.
Isn't that the huge?
The huge with the Don. I want to get into the psyche of people who like enjoy Donald Trump. Like, I want to get this into the psyche of people who like... Let me rephrase, because I think it happens with Donald Trump supporters. I think it happened with Hillary Clinton supporters. Like, people who just can't, like, see when people screw up. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the rose-colored glasses are on. I find it extremely interesting. It's just like, I just don't see it.
I just can't. Right.
Or I won't.
I refuse.
I refuse to see.
I cannot see it.
When someone is not being a good person. I just saw on my Twitter, by the way, while I was in the bathroom before the show, somebody... With the 280 character limit.
You know, I thought...
Look at it. Look how it looks. It's the second tweet. Such a long tweet. He's bragging about how he has 280 characters.
Literally double the length.
It's crazy, man.
See, I thought I had a good followers to following ratio.
On Twitter?
Just generally on social media.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton blows everyone out of the water.
Yeah.
Guess how many followers he has.
It's 3.5 million.
8.5 million.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guess how many people he's following?
5.
28.
28.
That's impressive.
Hmm.
Like, those 28 people should be really honored because, I mean, those are obviously people that apparently he cares about what they have to say. The people he's following. The Carter Center, the Jimmy Carter Library, the Bush Library.
Like it?
The George W. Bush Library, the Barack Obama, the Bush Center, George Bush, Joe Biden.
So there's everybody that's been a president or a vice president and their libraries or charities over the past 5 presidents?
Jennifer Palmieri?
I don't know who that is. What does she do?
She is at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, former Hillary Communications Director.
There you go.
Gotcha. I knew it sounded familiar.
Anyway, this
Bill Clinton is following Stephen Colbert.
Is he? Hey, Colbert, man.
It's the only person he's following that's like a media person.
I like it. It's been a conversation so far. I don't know if I can say it's been great, but it's been a conversation. And when you tune in to Businesses Art, you'll be sure to hear John Umstead, author and business consultant, discussing funding, planning, tracking, and the execution at different levels of business. Learn from John and his many special guests how you, too, can succeed in the world of business and the game of life. I knocked the
that was fairly
the
impressive
reed thing over there with relative ease, and now it is balancing on a candle. So that's exciting. In addition to Businesses Art, oh, by the way, you can tune into that show every Tuesday by 6 p.m. Eastern time. I was so excited about the cool read trick that I did that no one could see. In addition to Businesses Art, True Chat has a full selection of shows on sports, politics, entertainment, business, lifestyle, and more. So be sure to head over to truechat.org or tune in by downloading the True Chat mobile app. Now let's turn our attention back to what I teased on Wednesday. Instagram is such an interesting place.
Is it?
Well, we've seen a ton of a scandal or two in the last couple of months. The one that comes to mind almost immediately is that one summer festival. Oh God, what was it called? that like they went to an island, but then all the tents were like FEMA tents and things like that, and all they had was like stale bread and water. What are you laughing at?
Trump.
Oh, what'd he do?
Tweets.
Are you reading his tweets?
Yeah.
Does Bill Clinton follow Donald Trump on Twitter?
No.
You know what? Never mind. Screw it. I just don't like how the Kardashians and other Instagram models like post things, but don't say they're sponsored, and then like 2 days later, just so they don't get cracked down, like they add sponsor into it. But everyone knows social media engagement all happens in like the first 10 hours of a tweet or a post being posted.
Yeah.
I think it's BS, man. Anyway, what were you saying?
Donald Trump and his Twitter. Also, Instagram is very sexual. The people that are successful.
Oh, yeah.
They take very suggestive pictures.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Or almost naked pictures, for which are available for public use.
What Donald Trump tweet are we
the most too recent. So Facebook was always anti-Trump. The networks were always anti-Trump. Hence, fake news at NY Times apologized at WA Poe were anti-Trump.
Washington Post.
Yeah. Collusion? Question mark. But, and this is the next tweet, the people were pro-Trump.
Yeah, they were.
Virtually no president has accomplished what we have accomplished in the first 9 months and the economy roaring. What is that exactly? What did he accomplish in the first 9 months that no one else has done?
Nothing. No president has accomplished less than
No president has ever divided the country this much. It's a true accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done defending him on shows. You don't have me on State of Us anymore.
Yep, which is definitely to his credit, because he's done lots for the economy since taking office.
I don't know. I still think there is an argument there that he, you know, brings stability to the market because he's not going to make any huge,
sure,
you know, changes to businesses.
But I don't think that doesn't cause the economy to roar. It causes the economy to not be worried about.
Which causes the economy to increase. I wouldn't even say the economy
to keep the
roaring.
Status quo. How's that?
Nah, but I think it's gotten a
well. If
better.
The status quo is a continual increase, then sure, he's partially responsible for the increase by keeping the status quo.
I would say that's a little misleading, not on purpose, but
the economy is not growing at a faster rate since he took office than when Obama left office. It is growing at the same
perfect.
Rate. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Percentage wise, it's within whatever it is, like 0.2% of the same time when Obama was in office. I just like his first tweet the best, where he talks about himself in the third person. Facebook was always anti-Trump. The networks were always anti-Trump. Hence, fake news at New York Times apologized at Washington Post were anti-Trump. Collusion?
I'm shocked he's already off the NFL thing. Did he tweet about that today?
That's pretty good. Spoke to Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. Jerry is a winner who knows how to get things done. Players will stand for country.
I was right. At like 7 o'clock today.
Yeah.
Spoke to Roy Moore of Alabama last night.
Yep.
Sounds like a really great guy who ran a fantastic race. He will help to make America great again. Woohoo! Dude, I tell you what, man. Is the cat just out of the bag? President just it will not get any respect anymore as an office?
Apparently there's some whispers going around that a Democrat from Wisconsin is going to introduce articles of impeachment next week. So
for what?
That's from Newsweek. So take that and what you will.
I will take it with a grain of sand. That's for sure.
Yes.
Why? For what? What are the charges? Judge, you got to tell me what I've been charged with.
That's right. That he is, I forget exactly how it was worded, but he is not of the likeness of what is acceptable for the office of President of the United States.
Mm, a morality clause.
Well, this guy's actually claiming it based on the whole NFL thing. He said that's the final straw right there, is that the president believes that people shouldn't be able to peacefully protest. And it's just yet another nail in the coffin of the keep the people down mantra. And he's planning to try. I mean, it's unlikely that it would be successful, but what he's going to do is introduce it as a privileged vote, which would require, or a privileged motion, which would require a vote before the House could do anything else. So like he would force them to have to vote on it, or they would just not be able to do anything. So I suppose they could not do anything if they don't want to vote on it.
Wowie zowie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way they pass that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republicans could look good.
Yeah.
The you know,
I don't know.
You
is there know, anything they can do to look good now?
But you know what the Republicans have?
What's that?
More than anything else in Trump, scapegoat.
Oh, yeah.
He divided us. We were going to get the Democrats to work with us. We had this thing in the bag, and then Trump pissed them all off, and now they won't work with us. It's Trump's fault.
True.
Reelect us.
Have you seen Trump and Obama sing Barbie Girl?
I'm assuming this is obviously Photoshopped. Or
oh, no, they legitimately did it. Yeah, it's... Yes, it's a... I forget who it is on YouTube, what the name of the channel is, but that's what they do. It's their thing, you know, is they create these remixes and splice clips together to make it happen. It's pretty funny. Not going to lie. It's pretty great. Camden, I think, is actively looking it up.
I am. I want to... Maestro Zikos?
I think so.
It was 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dipped. I'll have to...
You're going to have to watch that.
Watch it, yeah.
Maybe we should pause and let you watch it and then resume to get your reactions.
Okay.
What's the name of the video so that people can watch?
Yeah, the name of the video is Donald Trump and Barack Obama singing Barbie Girl by Aqua, Maestro Zikos. Oh, boy. Oh, that's a...
How does that make you feel about society?
It doesn't.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
That takes a lot of time.
Those guys, the people who do Singify the News or Songify the News or whatever it's called. Oh, yeah. They're tons of fun on YouTube, for sure. Watch the video. Hey, they sing Barbie Girl. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little bit uncomfortable at the end.
I forgot.
I don't know how I feel about
that. Donald Trump let... Is that Kimmel? Let Kimmel rub his hair like
right,
that.
To make sure that
it was real.
He's let a couple people pull on it and and him rub it to show that it's not fake.
Weird, man. So many non-presidential things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man.
Like, here, feel my hair to make sure that it's legit.
Have we just decided? Like, I asked you that question before we got on to watching that video. But is it over? It's cat out of the bag. No one's going to respect the president anymore.
Like, ever again?
Ever again.
Like, Donald Trump the president or just the presidency?
The presidency. In
oh, no, I don't think that's the case.
Oh, I do. Like, we're done. Like, we've lost it all. We've lost all
guys. It's the end of the country?
Respect.
It's just over?
No, I don't think the country's over.
Well, if people don't respect the president,
nah.
How are we ever going to put the country on the right
nope.
track?
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
Okay, so respecting the leader of the country has nothing to do with the direction of the country?
No.
Okay. That seems absurd and preposterous.
I don't know how that seems preposterous at all.
I mean,
who cares?
A
what
country
are you
in
do?
Chaos with no leadership is not a good
you
idea.
You have the people that disrespect, you know, Donald Trump right now didn't go out and vote. I mean, we know that just by the amount of people on Twitter and Facebook who whine and cry about it. I mean,
that's
Trump,
right.
Most of them didn't go out and vote. So who cares? You're just, you're
but
not
that
going
doesn't
to
mean that they're not affected by the president. I mean, everybody's affected by the president.
Right, but it doesn't have anything to do with the country being better or the country being worse.
Okay.
If you're not going to make your voice heard, then okay. You're just not going to respect the president.
I don't think that he has irreparably damaged the office of the
president. Oh, I think he has. I think he has, absolutely.
Because I think 90% of the office has to do with who the person occupying the office is. And at this point, it doesn't take much to reinstitute an office of civility, so...
Who can do it? I don't think we can elect anybody who was in the election last time.
Well, I mean, no. If we wanted to really restore it all in one cycle, then yeah.
Like, I don't even think Paul Ryan. I don't even think Paul Ryan would work.
No,
I don't think. I think Kasich is the one that's closest to being like.
Yeah,
he would
well, because he stayed on the whole bandwagon of, yeah, America, we can unite.
Well, so did Hillary. Good.
Right, but people hated her, so...
People still hate her.
Right. For reasons that may not be fair, but nonetheless, they hate her, and there's only so much you can do about that.
I have read this post so much since the election. If Hillary was president, we'd be at war with North Korea right now. People just tweet that at people.
No, I don't think we'd be at war with them. I don't think there would be a North Korea, but...
Oh, you think Hillary would be much more aggressive?
Yeah, I think it would have been resolved by now, probably.
Interesting.
Whether peacefully or otherwise, I think she would have. Because, I mean, it's been no secret that she's hardcore pro-military.
Yeah.
And is not afraid not afraid to use the military if and when necessary.
One of the most surprising things I learned from you about the Hillary campaign.
Yeah.
And, I mean, is relatively public information.
You know, she knows more generals and has been friends with them much longer than Trump has been. And I think that she would have had multiple options. And I don't know if a military option would have occurred yet, but I think she'd have them and feel good about them. And she probably would have used them as negotiating points, you know. And if those hadn't succeeded, then she probably would have... She might have pulled the trigger by now. I don't know. So.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think we'd be at war with them. Because I don't think there will be a war with North Korea. I think it'll be a day or two of some sort of, you know, encounter.
Conflict.
And then there will be a lot of cleanup of some sort. But we might not be here to discuss the ramifications
Correct.
Of the conflict.
So, if we're not here... I just want to let you know there's nothing more important to our rotting
right.
corpses than upholding our mission.
Our
True
servers
Chat
will still exist.
We'll be the mortal enemy of maybe, speculation, innuendo, yeah. and stagnation. We will champion informed opinions and fresh ideas. True Chat will prove that media can be trusted, relied on, and responsible. We won't join the media elite because we're setting a new standard, a higher standard, the True Chat standard. If you have any ethical concerns with today's episode, please email ethics at truechat.org. Again, that's ethics at truechat.org. Now let's turn our attention back to the show. And if you want to join the discussion, tweet at TrueChatINC or leave a comment on our website or app.
Whoa.
Sorry, I went a little political there. Didn't mean to.
That's all right.
But it kind of happened.
Yeah.
So there you go. Did you hear Obama's coming back to the Democratic Party to right the ship?
What do you mean?
Like he's going to advise
oh, yeah.
the Democratic Party.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're recruiting big
time
right now.
No, he's
going to
run for a third term.
Oh, well. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing that would prevent him from running for a different office.
What if he called out Trump?
It would be unusual.
What if he called out Trump and everybody in Congress and said, abolish term limits. Let me run again. You think Trump would go for it? You think Trump would bite the bait?
Oh, that he'd be willing to let... No.
To abolish term limits
no,
and
he,
go against Obama?
No, he'd come up with some excuse.
Oh, okay.
Not because he'd lose hardcore, so...
He would lose very hard to yeah. Barack Obama. Barack Obama is very much like a... God, he's just so suave, man.
yeah.
Like, was he that good of a president? I don't think so. I think it has a lot to do with the Democrats not writing a very strong healthcare bill either. Mm. I mean, the more that we look at it, the more we realize, God, it's really hard to write one bill and have universal healthcare. I think it doesn't absolve the Democrats and their bill that's not doing very well. And granted, it doesn't absolve the Republicans who have promised this forever and then have known the entire time this isn't going to be the easiest thing in the world to do. I don't think it absolves either of them. I just think we've learned throughout this entire thing, it's extremely difficult.
That's right. It's hard.
Extremely difficult to not leave people out in the dust. Somebody, either the rich and the upper class or the poor or people with pre-existing conditions or
someone.
Someone is going to get the shaft.
Right. Unless they don't, and then it costs a bunch of money.
And then it costs a bunch of money, and then everybody gets the shaft.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Because, I mean, you already have
to pay a lot of money. Or we just go into trillions more debt.
That's right.
Paying for health.
I mean, at this point.
We could do that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Could do.
Be a good time.
Could be. Probably not, though.
Love it. Is Obamacare the one that if you're without health insurance for 6 months, like you, it's hard to get back in?
I don't know if it's quote unquote hard to get back in, but
it's more expensive to get back in.
Right. I don't know if you want to call it a tax penalty. I don't remember exactly how that works, but I believe it's a tax penalty.
Oh, sorry, politics. I'm out. I'm off now.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I mean, you're the one that brought it up twice, so
you're
right. I'm just trying to. Give you the insight that
well,
you're seeking.
That's yeah. No, I'm happy that you are giving me the insight. It's my show. I am to blame.
Okay.
I am to blame.
Then we'll blame
for the
you.
political little 10
yeah.
minutes there.
I know you don't get as much politics every week.
I know I'm kind of out of it. Really,
a third of the politics.
Really, I know I know we're supposed to. Hillary Clinton wants us to send a hospital boat to Puerto Rico.
Yes,
I know that. One of the largest hospital facility in the world is a boat. I really
it's
love
a ship.
That.
Yes.
It's a ship. Sure. Yeah. It's still a boat.
A ship. Ah, ship.
Wouldn't it still be a boat?
Well, all see right. the way that I have heard sailors describe it.
Are you looking up boat?
Is
I'll
that
look up ship?
A boat is smaller than a ship.
Okay. What's a boat? Definition. Justin, would you ever buy a boat?
Uh-huh.
A small vessel propelled on water by oars, sails, or an engine. So yes, it is a ship. You're absolutely correct.
Because the definition of a ship is a vessel larger than a boat for transporting people or goods by sea.
Okay, so eventually that could be a boat if we create continent-sized ships.
That's right.
But that's the dumbest definition
isn't
ever.
Isn't that great? Don't you love things like that? A ship is larger,
larger than a boat.
And a boat is a small vessel.
Okay, great.
Which, of course, is incredibly subjective.
Also, a boat is a serving dish in the shape of a boat. Like a gravy boat.
Isn't there some rule about you can't include the word in the definition of the word?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
A boat is a dish used for serving that's in the shape of a boat.
What's the shape of a boat?
That's right. Well, why can't it? Couldn't it be a ship, though?
It's like a just rectangle, but with a dip in it.
So is a model ship a boat, or is it a ship?
A boat is a small vessel propelled on water by oars, sails, or engines. So, yeah, I'd say it's a boat. Because you could propel it with the little tiny sails. So a model ship is technically a boat.
Great.
What's considered small? Like, is a yacht a boat? Is a yacht a ship?
Oh, I think it depends on the size of the yacht. If it's a vessel that's larger than a boat, then it's a ship. Which, again, doesn't actually help you decide.
Oh, I'm so glad I brought that
what's
up.
What's a ship
so
and what's a boat?
I'm glad I said that wrong. Because that's funny. So, you know what?
That.
I'm calling
that's
it a
great.
Boat.
That's pretty great.
You know what? I think that one would have to be a ship, though, because it's the largest hospital.
Yeah, no,
in
that's
the world.
A ship. Yeah, it's a hospital ship. Yeah. It's like a tanker.
What is it like the USNC something?
Yeah. It's the United States Navy ship.
Comfort.
Comfort. Yep.
USNS Comfort.
UNSNS. And baby hair.
Oh, it's prepping for a Puerto Rico mission. Well, there you go.
Prepping for departure. Hillary Clinton
Dude,
rules the world.
It looks so cool. Like, I saw a picture of it. Yeah. Like, thanks, Hillary Clinton, for mentioning this boat, because it's super cool. Ship, sorry.
It's a vessel that's larger than a boat.
It is.
For transporting people or goods by sea.
You're absolutely right.
Of course, I don't know if its purpose is to transport people so much as it is to care for them.
Boom. It's a boat.
So it's not a boat or a ship.
It's a boat.
Nah, what's a boat?
It is a floating mass carried by.
Well, and this isn't helpful either. So in synonyms for ship, boat, vessel, and craft are all listed. And the definition literally says a vessel larger than a boat. But a boat is apparently the same.
A boat is not a synonym.
Oh,
I'm upset.
I don't know what this life is.
I'm upset.
English.
Oh, it's so dumb. Well, anyway.
let's go to Merriam-Webster. Maybe they've got it nailed. A large seagoing vessel. So that's a little more specific. It has to be in the sea.
All right.
So a ship can't be...
Wait, what was the... A ship
on
was
a river.
Just a larger than a boat?
Yeah. And the second definition is a sailing vessel having a bowsprit and usually three masts, each comprised of a lower mast, a top mast, and a top gallant
mast. Well, I can
mast.
Tell you that the USNS Comfort does not have any masts on it.
It might.
No, it
doesn't. I mean, not,
I'm
for,
looking
not,
at
not
it.
For sailing, but...
I'm looking at it. It doesn't have any masts on it. What's a mast?
Big, long pole.
Right. It doesn't have any poles on it.
Okay.
It's got one...
No poles anywhere.
No, it doesn't have any poles. It's got a little tower thing in the back.
Mm.
But it doesn't have any poles that would be considered masts.
Huh.
So, all right. We have only gotten more confused in our definition of
ship. Yeah, I don't feel... Now, see, a boat, again here, a small vessel for travel on water.
So small is the thing we've gotten consistently
That's right.
about boat.
What that means,
Yeah.
What's the definition of small?
You're not actually looking up the definition of small, are you?
Having comparatively little size or slight dimensions.
See, there you go. It's comparatively. So you would have to say that the Comfort is a ship.
Right.
Because it is not small.
Because there is
boat.
Right. It is the largest.
But
therefore, it must be a ship.
Every yacht in America would probably be considered a boat. Because comparatively, it's very small when you look at ships like aircraft carriers.
Unless you're comparing it to another yacht, in which case...
But then you can say, my yacht makes your yacht look like a boat. Whoa! That's a big burn.
Throwing some
That's
shade.
A big burn in the yacht community.
Whoa.
God in heaven. Definitions are strange. I tell you what.
Little or close to zero in an objectively measurable aspect.
Small?
Yeah.
God.
Of little consequence.
Oh, no. Yeah, you got a boat, which means you're of little consequence, and your yacht is smaller than my yacht.
So, large. Having more than usual capacity or scope.
See, but then what is usual? See, but then, so then you have to take the average yacht, right? And then everything bigger than the average yacht is a ship, and then everything smaller than the average yacht is a boat. Yeah.
Okay. Exceeding most other things of like kind, especially in quantity or size.
We
found
it. Well, wait a minute. Would we want the average yacht, or would we want, we'd want the mean yacht? We'd want the, we'd want the
exceeding most
yacht.
Other yes. things so of we'd want, the like kind.
We'd want the mean,
right? So this is definitely a ship because it's the largest hospital ship. So therefore,
correct.
It must be a
so
ship.
So it must be a ship. But therefore, when talking about yachts, you'd have to take the one in the middle and then everybody
so there are
down
some yachts
boats.
That are ships and there are some that are boats.
God, this was a dumb thing to end on, but I love it. Oh, it was so much fun. All right, anyway, that's now you are educated on your nautical craft.
That's right.
We're going
to
get out
of here.
So
there is a scientific way to determine this.
Yeah, there is.
Not that most people would determine it that way.
Nope,
they just say, hey, that looks big, so therefore it's a ship.
It's a ship.
Well, that one's small, so it's a boat.
God in heaven. As always, we cannot thank you enough for tuning into True Chat, but did you know that you can join the conversation on our app or website, truechat.org? Did you know?
I did.
Oh, wow. If you are,
I do.
Listen to podcasts.
I use the app.
On iTunes, Stitcher, or some other platform. You can also subscribe to our shows there. For the True Chat Show on True Chat in Cincinnati, Ohio, excuse me. My name's Cam Pierce.
And I'm Justin T. Weller.
We will see you next time on the True Chat Show. Happy sailing. Be the change.